The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will be joining us. We have so much to talk to him about. A lot going on.
And we got more Hurricane Irma news. That is now Category 1. It's 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
September 11th, 2001. We will always remember. And now, the news.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As now Category 1 Hurricane Irma continues to push northward, it is no longer just Florida's problem.
The most dangerous part of this storm right now is from about Savannah, Charleston, all the way down to Daytona. There's surge coming here.
Meteorologist Chad Myers.
Jacksonville, the St. John's River at Main Street Bridge has now broken the all-time surge record that was set by Hurricane Dora in 1964.
And Irma is still demonstrating that it's capable of nasty surprises.
Most of the folks here in Daytona Beach, including officials, had no idea. Hold on, another gust coming through. Had no idea that the storm would come through like this, that the actual eye of the storm would come and pass over Daytona Beach. They thought that this would stay on the West Coast after it hit in the areas of Sanibel Island, for example.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. As we recall the events of 16 years ago today, for some, the mission is transitioning from not just remembering, but educating.
Arlington County's holding its annual ceremony today.
Our event will be similar to the one that we have conducted over the last number of years.
But former Fire Chief Jim Schwartz, who led Unified Command at the Pentagon, sees things changing around him.
There were people that are coming into adulthood that were, at best, small children back then.
And they're learning about 9/11 just like we learned about something like Pearl Harbor.
The Pentagon Memorial Foundation is doing a tremendous amount of work to try and keep the story alive.
And he says those stories of heroes and helpers need to stay alive.
Because they're examples of resilience that make us as Americans part of, you know, who we are, what we are.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A house fire in Bethesda yesterday has left one man dead. It happened on Danbury Road around 4 yesterday afternoon. When firefighters arrived, one man had already gotten out of the house but told them his friend was still in the basement. And that's where first responders found the other man's body. Officials are still investigating the cause of that fire. For the fifth year in a row, the Redskins lose their season opener, falling to the Eagles at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden.
We all had our hand in it. Play callers offensively wasn't good enough, obviously. Still had a chance to win there in a two-minute defense, kept us in the game, but unfortunately, turnover for touchdown cost us.
Next Sunday, the Skins travel to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. The company that runs Northern Virginia's 495 Express Lanes is planning to give some lucky driver a big prize. Somebody is going to travel the 1 billionth mile in the roadway in the next couple of weeks.
It's really easy for a shot at winning. All you have to do is travel the 495 Express Lanes between September 8th and September 23rd. Now, we're 100% sure we're going to hit 1 billion miles at some point within that window.
Transurban spokesman Mike McGurk says that driver is going to be in for quite the prize, free travel for a year up to $5,000 worth. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,798. The Nasdaq at 6,360. Sports, the Redskins lose to the Eagles. The Cowboys beat the Giants. The Ravens win. Baseball, the Nationals clinch the Eastern Division title again. The O's lose to Cleveland. WNBA playoffs, the Mystics beat the New York Liberty. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now, wherever you download apps.
Are kids better off in an intact family?
You bet they are. This is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Kids living in a household with married parents do better in school, they're emotionally healthier, and they're more likely to stay out of trouble with the law. If you're in a troubled marriage, of course you should do everything you can to save your marriage, if only for your kids' sake. This includes considering alternatives to divorce. Of course, in some circumstances, divorce is unavoidable. In either case, if you're a man facing a crisis in your marriage, let us help you at Cordell & Cordell. Remember, we're the partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
What's better than Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee? How about free coffee for a year? Grab a large or extra large hot coffee for a chance to win just that and more. This is coffee. This is winning. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game piece and rules, go to SipPON.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters still, if you can, avoid due to the crash. Northbound GW Parkway right around Memorial Circle. They're still diverting traffic there. Now, southbound you can get through, but you're checking out all this activity in the diversion point. So southbound starts to slow as well. But again, northbound, if you can avoid, I wouldn't commit north of 395. Now, southbound, let's get you out of McLean just with the morning rush hour volume approaching and passing 123, slowing inbound on the Suitland Parkway after Alabama Avenue. That's where we had the crash. 395, we've had two separate incidents between Duke Street and Seminary Road. Still jams us back out of Springfield. Let's go top side of the Beltway, Maryland, from 95 to George Avenue. If you heard me talk about the earlier crash, that's been cleared, as is the inner loop at Old Georgetown Road. That accident gone, and I'm not seeing any inner loop delays remaining there, so you're at much better speed. And for Maryland, 95 at 32. Crash remains on both shoulders. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remnants of Irma will make a slow pass through as we move towards the end of the week. We've got mostly sunshine today, 75. Increasing clouds tonight, stray shower, low 60. Stray showers possible Tuesday, high 73. Rain Tuesday night, thunderstorms possible Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Alexandria, 54 in La Plata, 58 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Steve Bannon says the GOP is trying to nullify Donald Trump's election. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
All right, good morning. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to duck. Coming up at 7:45 this morning, we'll check in on the latest with Hurricane Irma as we speak to Mike Thomas, a meteorologist for Fox 5. And then at 8:05, we'll be joined by Alan Skaya, who's a correspondent in Tampa, covering what the storm surge was to hit that city. Find out what's up there. 7:07 now on WMAL. Vince Colonnais is alongside Mary Walter.
Thank you. And joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning. Happy Monday.
And thank you.
Well, this Monday, we found out late in the day on Friday that, since we're going to talk about it on Monday, that Lois Lerner, we all remember her of I Plead the Fifth fame with the whole IRS investigation. We're not going to investigate any further. Jeff Sessions is like, yeah, we can't find out much more. What is your feeling on that?
Well, I think this is a classic career prosecutor decision. This is a very risk-averse decision. It's very much like the appointment of the special counsel. You do it because it's the easy thing to do and it gets it out of your lap. You get rid of this because you don't want to deal with it. Rarely do DOJ people reopen cases when a new administration takes over because it looks like it's a political investigation. I think in this case, however, the facts demand a reopening of the investigation. I don't think there's any question that there were crimes committed by people at the Internal Revenue Service. No one's ever been appropriately punished. People have resigned and gotten their retirements. Lois Lerner's the best example of that. No one's been held accountable. Koskinen remains the IRS commissioner after having participated in an obstruction of justice and a cover-up, and obviously either he's the dumbest guy on the face of the earth or he lied to Congress about knowing about the documents were not destroyed that he claimed were destroyed. I think all in all, it's a very bad day for everybody involved in the decision-making process, and another example of the incompetence of GOP leadership.
It's a strange story, especially considering Lois Lerner is the one who began the whole thing by apologizing in public for targeting conservatives.
Yes, and that was a planned... By the way, that was planned. Her apology at an ABA meeting was designed ahead of time. They knew that they had violated the law. They knew, and so they wanted to get ahead of the story. And by doing that, they did exactly the right thing from a defensive standpoint, but the incompetent Republican Congress didn't know how to deal with it. And, of course, Republicans don't know how to govern.
It's upsetting to hear you assess it as something that they wanted to avoid for publicity reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
It's suggestive of the fact that the powerful in this country always get a free ride because, in general, the Justice Department or the justice system doesn't want the headache of having to take them on.
Unless you're a Republican and Republicans are in charge. Look what they did to Scooter Libby. That was a Republican administration that went after a phony investigation of Scooter Libby. They tried to destroy him. That was James Comey and Patrick Fitzgerald in a corrupt federal investigation that had no basis in fact. They knew who the leaker was, and that all happened under George W. Bush. I tell you something. I continue to say this as I watch the embarrassment of Capitol Hill. All of these Republicans complaining about the DACA decision. Guess what, boys? Get off your fannies and do some work up there. You couldn't produce on health care. You couldn't produce on taxes, can't produce on anything, and they have the gall to criticize the president. The president did the right thing. He told them to go to hell.
Speaking of leakers, which you just mentioned, I want to mention Jeff Sessions. He's promised to take on leaks within the administration and make sure that they prosecute them. He's reportedly considering giving lie detector tests to the entire staff of the National Security Council because the transcripts of phone conversations between the president and world leaders have gotten out. There's only a narrow group of people who could have had access to those transcripts. Are lie detector tests the appropriate course here?
I would do anything I had to do to find out who leaked. I would, of course, get all the phone records, cell phone records, email records, of course. I'm assuming they've done all of that. I don't know. I mean, you know, this is clearly leaks coming from within either the National Security Council or a limited number of people in the intelligence community who had access to the transcripts of these telephone conversations. They've obviously narrowed it down to a few people. I don't have any problem with the polygraphs on people like that.
One of your favorite topics, Robert Mueller, he has alerted the White House that he is probably going to seek to interview Sean Spicer, Reince Priebus, mm-hmm. Hope Hicks, White House Counsel Don McGahn, and one of his deputies, James Burnham. So it looks like they are expanding this probe even further and getting closer and closer to the president. Do you think they're onto something? You think they have a reason?
No, I think he's dotting his I's and crossing his T's. He may very well be onto something as well. But you can't go through an investigation like this without interviewing these people. The two that I would object to and what I would fight if I were the White House are Don McGahn, the White House Counsel, and one of his deputies. I don't think Mueller has any right in the world to interview those people if they want to do it voluntarily, which they probably will, because that's what Republicans do. They always play nice. They'll probably go along with it and allow McGahn, the White House Counsel, and his deputy to be interviewed. But if you're Mueller, you have to interview these people. If you don't, it looks like you're not doing your job. I doubt very much that will come of it, except maybe some embarrassing information about people telling the president, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. But remember, the president's in charge of the executive branch, whether people like it or not. He can fire Mueller, he could fire Comey, he could stop the investigation, and nothing that he does would be an obstruction of justice under the law. It might be impeachable, but it wouldn't be criminal.
Joe, I want to switch gears to Equifax. Last week, one of the credit agencies responsible for half of the country's personal identifiable information has been leaked to hackers. This is a huge breach of trust and a huge breach of our privacy. What's the legal recourse, if any, we have here? I mean, is there a possibility for a class action lawsuit in response to this?
There are clauses inside your service agreement with Equifax which do not allow people who use Equifax to sue them for class action lawsuits. Usually arbitration is required. The Supreme Court has ruled that these arbitration agreements are enforceable. Courts like arbitration agreements because it means it keeps cases out of court. However, given the size of this breach, I'm sure there'll be a feckless congressional oversight hearing which will reveal nothing and create a lot of dust. There may be some legal options available, however, in light of the fact that some people simply are in Equifax, not because they sought the service, but because their information is obtained by Equifax as part of its gathering stuff. So it isn't quite clear who can and cannot sue Equifax. Somebody's going to. There's no doubt about that. I think the FTC and the Justice Department should launch investigations, and they should find out, perhaps even with a grand jury, what went on here, whether or not there was someone inside Equifax who helped this. If
right.
so, that person should be prosecuted. At any rate, the bottom line is this. When you have this big of a failure and a breach, somebody needs to be held accountable. Let's find out who runs Equifax. Who's the CEO? Who are these people? What did they do to prevent this type of breach? And at a minimum, those people should all be fired, and they should clearly be up in front of Congress answering questions.
Well, you had a couple executives sell off their stock just before this announcement came out, which, again, that's another thing that should probably be looked at by the government.
That's insider trading. That's illegal. Those people should be prosecuted.
Yeah, big time. One would think, Joe DeGeneva, thank you very much for giving us a rapid-fire breakdown of literally everything going on in the world of legality.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
7:15. WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday morning. Here we go. We're with you. So here we are on 66 through Manassas in Centerville, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. So that entire corridor, you're just seeing the volume. Haven't had any major problems. Have had some problems on 395, though. Two separate accidents between Duke Street and Seminary Road, the cause of the delays leaving I-95. George Washington Parkway commuters northbound at the Memorial Circle. That's where we've had accident cleanup and the diversion point. Southbound, your lanes are open but slow. Let's go Maryland on 95. If you haven't heard, we had the crash, 95 southbound at 32. Everyone had been stopped for a while, but it's been over to the shoulder now. So as you come southbound, you're hitting those delays at Route 100 and then starting to see some intermittent relief along the way. So have patience there. In Jessup, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway slow, and now out of Ellicott City, watch for some of that volume heading south on 29. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunshine for us on this Monday. We get up to around 75. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a stray shower. Overnight low to around 60 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
All right, we're tracking Hurricane Irma, and we're watching so much that went down yesterday, and especially as you kind of watch the storm, for many of us here in the D.C. area, the way you do that is either through friends and family who you're probably communicating with over what battery's left on their cell phone in Florida, and then you're watching it on television. You have to consume it by watching, you know, various news anchors and reporters standing out in the wind and feeling the effects of the storm and kind of getting a sense for what it must be like as you watch these guys stand around. Here's CNN's Chris Cuomo yesterday or harassing somebody who was walking a dog. Listen to this.
And this is not what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do not want to be out with your dog,
Chad, there's a
when the water's coming up.
So, yeah, no, Chad, he's got his three-legged dog. He says he's lucky. Hold on. Hey! Hey, pal! He's walking his dog. We saw him last night. I see you're out with the dog again. You got to get back inside, pal. We got the backside of the storm still to come.
Oh, my goodness.
The surge isn't here yet.
Thanks,
please,
Mom.
Get back. I'll come find you after.
Okay.
All right, now most of the people here, Chad, there's a lot of media. The good news is, again, they believe that most of who needed to evacuate did. We saw that local last night. Mm-hmm. Nice guy, three-legged dog. You know, he's one of these salty types who's been here for a long time, says he knows storms, he knows what to worry about and what not to.
I mean, Chris Cuomo is betraying the worst parts of his character. The part where he's, like, patronizing the viewer or patronizing random people who are walking by. Like, hey, buddy, don't you know you should be inside? Yeah, Chris, what are you doing outside?
Like, hey, pal. It's like my father, when I was a kid, I'd be so embarrassed because my father called everybody chief.
Yeah.
Hey, chief. You know, like, chief, I want to fill it up with regular. Chief, you know. Hey, pal.
Chris Cuomo promises to come check on you after the storm. Come, I mean, really? Dude, like, what makes you so much better than that guy with the three-legged dog? He's got a three-legged dog. He gives fewer concerns than you give.
and he's out there walking that dog so that dog can do its business and not have to do it in the house.
Meanwhile, here's more. This is Chris Cuomo encounters a guy who has a knife on his hip.
All right, so you're here hanging out. And you got a big knife on your hip. So the water's going to come this far, at least, and that's something to remember. And no, we will not venture down there. And you do see people coming out.
Notice he didn't give that guy any advice whatsoever about how to handle the storm.
Because he's got a big knife on his hip. And yeah. I'm sure that Chris then needed some kind of therapy afterwards, counseling glitter, unicorns, and puppies because the man was armed.
Yeah. So in Chris Cuomo encounters Crocodile Dundee and trying to cover the storm. I mean, eventually, you can only say it's windy and wet so often. Eventually, you have to start pointing out what people are wearing, including knives. Here's an MSNBC host who's upset with people who are kite surfing.
Is that somebody kite surfing behind you? Oh, come on.
That's exactly what I wanted to show you, Alex. This is not the scene that officials here, first responders, want to be looking at. Because the storm has shifted slightly west, you're starting to see people here in Miami Beach, which is under a mandatory evacuation order, doing water sports behind me. There are onlookers taking...
They're doing water sports behind me. Well, as long as they're not killing themselves, congratulations, you've succeeded. And, you know, it's funny. The New York Times have been covering this, the way that these news reporters go out. You know, we talked to Brett Baer last week, and I asked him, is it exhilarating to cover a storm? And he admitted, he's like, yeah, it is, actually, to get out there and be in the wind and in front of a camera. But the New York Times points out, like, everybody's doing it now. There's no exception anymore. It started with, like, Dan Rather, who was, like, waist-deep in water during some hurricane. And every other news network was like, wow, that's compelling television. But now it's, like, expected. It's a box you have to check off. You can be, like, a 20-year-old girl with a camera by yourself covering some local hurricane, and now you're standing in the middle of, like, floodwaters having to explain to a local television audience what you're experiencing. I'm not sure that's a good trend for the livelihoods of local reporters.
I'm shocked more people have not been seriously hurt doing the reporting. I really am. I don't know if anybody remembers, Al Roker a couple of years ago, probably about 10 years or so ago, when he lost all the weight and he was out there, he was on a balcony somewhere reporting, and he started to get blown away.
He lost all the weight.
He had lost the weight. It was like there was nothing to anchor him anymore. And he started to get blown away. Am I the only person who remembers this? And they had to come back, and they showed there was some guy on the ground holding Al Roker down because so that Al Roker wouldn't get blown away. It was hilarious.
Roker had an anchor.
He did.
Wow. So that's hilarious. He loses the weight, and that makes him susceptible to the wind blowing him away.
Well, it's true. It does. I have some good news out of Hurricane Irma.
Do you?
All 54 cats and the people who stayed with them at the Ernest Hemingway home in Key West are safe and accounted for. Also, the house did not flood, and it did not suffer any structural damage. It was built in 1851 when they were far smarter than we are now. It was built 16 feet above sea level, has 18-inch thick limestone walls and three generators. The caretaker refused to leave the property. She's 72 years old, so she stayed with the cats on the property, and everybody is fine, and the Ernest Hemingway house, undamaged, still standing.
Fun fact, we know that because Chris Cuomo went and checked on them, and they're all good. 722 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Are you getting up this morning and you brush your teeth, everything's great, and then you're like, oh, there's that pain. I kind of thought it went away. It's just a little bit of a nagging tooth pain. Or are you tired of hiding your smile? Well, I have some really good news for you. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry have a solution for you. It's called Hybridge. It's a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Smile confidently, knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best, so I encourage you to learn from them how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you to enjoy the foods you love, you can smile freely, and live the life you deserve. To understand your dental options, attend their free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, September 18th. That's next Monday. today. Seating is limited, though, so call Rocky now at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Winter is almost here, and you know you need to get a new roof soon. You're dragging your feet, asking around, not sure where to find a roofer who will do a good job at a good price. So you're looking for somebody who knows a guy. I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. In the last 14 years, we've done over 30,000 jobs. The odds are pretty good that you know someone who's gotten a roof from us. So you know what that makes me? That's right. I'm your guy. New Look Home Design does a great job at great prices. And right now we have a great offer. 50% off materials on all roofing through the end of September. Since I'm your guy, I'm going to shoot you straight. We do so many roofs, we strong arm awesome discounts from manufacturers. That's how I get you 50% off on all roofing materials. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Tell them your guy Patrick sent you, and you'll save 50% off on all materials.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have an obstacle on the Maryland Beltway. If you are heading from Virginia, say leaving the toll road area, across the Legion Bridge, up ahead the crash at River Road, along the left side, that's what's causing those unusual inner loop delays out of Virginia. Now, the outer loop, you're fine. No delays as you cross the Legion Bridge into VA. On the George Washington Parkway, boy, oh boy, longstanding crash finally cleared out of the travel lanes northbound right near Memorial Circle. Traffic had been diverted in that area, so still a bit of congestion, to say the least, as we try to flush that out. 395 Beltway to Landmark, Pentagon to the 14th Street Bridge, slowing. Maryland 95 had the earlier crash southbound at 32. Now that's been cleared, but a lot of volume picked up on the BW Parkway, and also now, oh boy, we had volume on 29 through Columbia. Now crash reported southbound 29 before 32. Take it easy there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Tonight, the clouds move in with a slight chance of a rain shower, a low of 60. And then tomorrow, cloudy, stray showers possible, a high of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
I remember the Charlottesville to D.C. march. Ended up in Farragut Square in Washington, and that's where all of these anti-Trump protesters ended up settling in. They decided they were going to occupy the square. We've seen this before in D.C. when Occupy Wall Street made its way to Washington and left the city all stinky. The reality, though, is with these Charlottesville marchers that they just didn't have enough numbers. I mean, even their march to begin with, it ebbed and flowed between 200 at first, or as they claim, to around 35 by the second day. And then they were about that number throughout. Every so often, they'd pick up a couple more people in the process. They end up in Farragut Square, and they try occupying the place. They set up some tents, but they only have like a dozen people there to support their occupation. Well, eventually, they got thrown out. They actually got thrown out by, apparently, United States Park Police removed their tents, tables, chairs, and other gear early Saturday morning. The raid, as they're calling it, began around 4 a.m. and ended roughly an hour later. Probably after the 5-minute raid was over, they spent the rest of those 55 minutes picking up trash. That was probably how it went down, but they were kicked out. So, sorry, guys, and they're very upset. They say it speaks volumes about our country that a permit would be issued for a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, yet our nonviolent 24-hour vigil against our white supremacist government will be broken up by a public institution.
Okay, first of all, it wasn't 24 hours. They said they were going to stay there for a month. They didn't have a permit, so you can't compare the two. The tents were open-sided. They were just like tents you know, so you had a fair and you sell, like, funnel cakes
corn.
Under. Right. And they had no facilities. How is this shocking in any way, shape, or form?
Well, they tossed all six of them out, and now they're gone.
Now they're going to have to go back to work.
728 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and check this out. It looks like the good people over at EMP Winity Weight Loss have heard your pleas. Now, based on the huge demand from our listeners in Maryland, EMP Winity Weight Loss is opening a new location in Rockville. You heard me right. The weight loss company that has made it so much easier to lose weight is now going to be even easier to get to. In just 9 months, EMP Winity has become the standard for nutritional-based weight loss in the D.C. area. And with so many of you ready to commit to healthy living, this new location in Rockville, well, it was the logical next step. So don't wait. EMP 180 Rockville is open now and taking appointments. With the convenience of two locations now in Rockville and, of course, still in Tyson's Corner, you officially have no more excuses. Join me and the more than 1,000 clients and counting who have already reached our empowered weight and are living a healthier life. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. That's right, EMP180weightloss.com. One more time, EMP180weightloss.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, we have a new Miss America. We'll tell you where she is from and what she said that is creating a stir. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Officials say Hurricane Irma has so far left nearly 4.6 million customers without power in Florida and Georgia. Daytona Beach is getting socked this morning. It's not necessarily what anyone foresaw.
It wasn't supposed to be like this. At least it wasn't forecasted to be like this. But Irma has been a particularly ornery, if you will, storm. It's kind of made her own way through this state, but certainly hitting the entire state.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner, and in Orlando this morning.
We are getting some strong ones. In fact, the sign that is above our hotel, if you imagine sort of an enormous circular coffee table size sign, that just got blown off and right into practically our live shot. And now we just had a big awning. If you heard that crash, a huge awning from our hotel just shattered down as we're talking right now. So it's not over here. That's the point.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. And in Tampa,
45 shelters had opened around Tampa for people who could not evacuate on their own. At one high school, people had been sleeping on the floor, but they say the school stayed peaceful.
They probably got a good amount of people, but everything seemed to be pretty well organized.
It's pretty stable. I mean, everybody get along with everybody, you know.
But even as shelters filled up, people could not go home immediately after the storm. Crews will have to head out to clear the streets. Alan Skaya, Tampa.
Montgomery County fire investigators are looking for the cause of a house fire yesterday that killed a man. It happened at a home on Danbury Road in Bethesda around 4 p.m. Firefighters found the man's body in the basement. They say their efforts were hampered by hoarding conditions in the home. And Metro has suspended a bus driver who was caught on cell phone video reading the newspaper while driving the bus. Metro says it's investigating. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,798, the NASDAQ at 6,360. Sports sponsored by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. An opening day loss for the Redskins. The Cowboys beat the Giants. The Ravens win. Baseball, the Nationals are Eastern Division champions again with a win yesterday. The O's lose. WNBA playoffs, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Virginians are trying transit and loving it. You can too, September 18th through the 22nd. Read, text, relax, and enjoy. Take the pledge to be entered to win a free transit pass for a year. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. and you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-979-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/979. That's 855-979-NASA or nasafcu.com/979. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-979-NASA or click nasafcu.com/979. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
I used to find homework really hard.
It's not because I wasn't capable.
Or motivated.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
I loved school. No. It's because we didn't have the internet at home. But now we do. And doing homework is a lot easier.
I can research online.
Send work over the internet. Even email my teacher. All from home. Yeah. The internet has changed everything.
Now I'm excited about school.
I work hard.
And I can get my homework done.
Every day.
Because I know. There's nothing holding me back.
Through Internet Essentials, Comcast has connected more than 4 million people in need to low-cost, high-speed internet at home, giving every student the opportunity to succeed. Comcast.
Is the DC Health Link causing pain for your employees? If you have fewer than 50 employees, you have no choice but to use the exchange. HRI can make your interaction with DC Health Link pain-free by navigating the exchange on your behalf, making sure you have the right policy options, advocating for denied claims, and more. Good benefits are key to attracting and maintaining top talent. For a free 30-minute consultation, call HRI at 833-HRI-HELP. That's 833-HRI-HELP or visit hr-online.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 and points heading southbound. Here's what happened this morning. Crash was on 95 south at Route 32 with big delays as a result. That's been cleared for a while, so that was easing through that stretch. And now a lot of that volume filtering beyond 32 and toward Laurel. Now taking the bailout traffic, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, where we now have a crash southbound reported near 175, unfortunately, and taking the bailout on 29 through Columbia with a crash reported before 32. So that entire corridor, 29-95 BW Parkway, it's going to be a tough ride here for a while. So be prepared for that. On the Maryland Beltway River Road crash, looks like this left lane is still crowded here. So coming out of Virginia, out of Tysons, watch for that heavy delay crossing the Legion Bridge to this crash again at River Road. Stay right to get by. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunshine for us on this Monday. We get up to around 75. Increasing clouds tonight. Maybe a stray shower. Overnight low to around 60 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Burke, 46 in Frederick, 58 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning, 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Monday morning. Joining us later this hour at 749 is Mike Thomas from the Fox 5 weather team. He'll give us an update on Hurricane Irma. And at 810, Ellen Skaya, he is with Westwood, and he is in Tampa, Florida, so we'll get a firsthand account from him. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais.
Well, good morning. So while everything else was going on last night, there was NFL games yesterday. There's Hurricane Irma. We're all following everything so closely. You may have missed that Miss America was last night. I don't know if you realize that. The Miss America pageant was on yesterday evening on ABC. So the best part of Miss America is always when you get the political questions, right? Where the Miss America pageant contestants have to answer various questions about our country and our culture, and boy were they political, and boy were they anti-Trump yesterday?
Because we look to the Miss America, whoever happens to win, and the contestants in general as pundits on pretty much everything, because we know this is, you know, they do this to prove that this is really a scholarship. It's not a beauty pageant. This is a scholarship. Look at how smart these women are. Please. Please.
So let's get the rundown here. This is Miss Missouri Jennifer Davis, who was, of course, asked about Russia.
Oh, Lord. There are multiple investigations into whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia on the election. Well, did they? You're the jury. Guilty or innocent? And please explain your verdict.
Right now, I'd have to say innocent because not enough information has been revealed. We're still investigating, and I think we should investigate it to its fullest extent. And if we do find the evidence that they have had collusion with Russia, then they should, the justice system should do their due diligence, and they should be punished accordingly.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
That's the music bed that they play under, the haunting music bed that they play underneath their answers. So she, Miss Missouri Jennifer Davis, decided to go ahead and take a pass on that question. I'm not quite ready yet to judge whether or not Trump colluded.
And she got applause for it. Yeah. For waiting to see, let's wait until everything's in, which I have to say was actually a smart answer.
I just can't believe they've forced this on them. But good for her for doing innocent until proven guilty. And the key with these is they're like bad versions of politicians. Where they're like, they try and equivocate on the answer. You know, it's like kind of like walk that fine line, but they're doing it in high heels. It's just like, it's not quite working, but you know, you're trying.
See, I would like these questions and this whole part of the Miss America pageant so much better if they couldn't put a sentence together. Remember, we had one a couple of years ago who just fumbled and stumbled and bumbled her way through the entire thing. It was awesome. Am I the only person who just doesn't expect them to be able to cobble a sentence together? I just don't. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. Well, that's what this is about. Walk the runway in your bathing suit. Make me phenomenally jealous that I don't look like that. Wear your crown and off you go.
And off you go. Well, it's still fun to listen to them talk. And we, as much as we were like, oh, don't do it, you kind of want them to do it. You want to hear them answer some of these questions. Let's go to Miss Texas, Margana Wood. And she was asked about Charlottesville, obviously.
Last month, a demonstration of neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and the KKK in Charlottesville, Virginia, turned violent and a counter-protester was killed. The president said there was shared blame with, quote, very fine
people. Here comes the music. Here comes the music.
On both sides. Were there? Tell me yes or no and explain.
I think that the white supremacist issue, it was very obvious that it was a terrorist attack. And I think that President Donald Trump should have made a statement earlier addressing the fact and making sure all Americans feel safe in this country. That is the number one issue right now.
Did she just say the white supremacist issue, it's obvious it was a terrorist attack?
Yeah.
Did she say... That is the gold I'm looking for when they answer, because that makes no sense. It makes no sense, right?
The guy who ran a car into Heather Heyer? I think that's what she's talking about.
Oh, is that what she's discussing?
I think that's what she means, yes.
All right, I had no idea what she was talking about.
Well, I'm going to sort through all of these for you, Mary. I'll be your pageant queen translator here. Miss North Dakota ends up winning this whole thing, by the way. Her name's Kara Mund. She was asked about climate change.
195 countries signed the Paris Agreement, in which each country sets non-binding goals to reduce man-made climate change. The U.S. is withdrawing from the agreement, citing negligible environmental effects and negative economic impact. Good decision? Bad decision? Which is it?
I do believe it's a bad decision. Once we reject that, we take ourselves out of the negotiation table, and that's something that we really need to keep in mind. There is evidence that climate change is existing, so whether you believe it or not, we need to be at that table, and I think it's just a bad decision on behalf of the United States. Thank you.
There you go. Miss New Jersey, Caitlin Scheffel.
Excuse me, just one quick question.
Yes.
You know, Miss North Dakota is an Ivy League either student or graduate.
Brown University.
She not sound like every stereotypical teenage 20-something girl? And so I really think we need to be at the table. And right?
You don't like the Valley Girl up talk? You were just telling me a second ago that you just... Yeah. Okay. You're right. Some of the pageant queens do sound like that. You're right, Mary. Miss New Jersey, Caitlin Scheffel, was asked about Confederate statues.
A recent poll found slightly over half of Americans favored leaving Confederate statues in place, while others want them removed. Keep them or get rid of them?
Ooh,
what's your
spicy
vote and why?
I don't think that the answer is to get rid of these statues. I think the answer is to relocate them into museums, because we are truly defined by our country's history, and I don't think it's something that we need to forget. We need to always remember it and honor our history of America, because it truly makes us who we are as Americans, but they should be moved to museums.
Wow, look at Miss New Jersey coming in for the South. So we've got that going on, and we'll make sure to deliver this again to you next year when we get to the Miss America pageant. You'll hear every single one of these questions yet again. Very political yesterday. 743 on WMAL.
Enjoying the outdoors never gets old, but your outdoor living space does. So check out longfence.com for some new options. And for a limited time, get 20% off all fences, decks, and pavers. At Long Fence.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning to you, Jamie.
And good morning. You know, we've had a couple areas where it's been a bit of an obstacle, but better. George Washington Parkway. If you heard me talk about the crash northbound near Memorial Circle, that's where everyone had been diverted for a while. That's no longer the case. You can get through and doing much better now because of the diversion. Jefferson Davis Highway 110, that's picked up a lot of volume and pushing through town too, so do expect that to be slower than the norm. Crossing the American Legion Bridge into Maryland slows, but the crash up ahead at River Road now out of the travel lanes. A little bit better news there. On 395, leaving Springfield to the 14th Street Bridge, we're bunched up. Maryland 95-29 BW Parkway, all very slow as you head down through Jessup and Savage due to the earlier accidents we've had on each of those arteries. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remnants of Irma will make a slow pass through as we move towards the end of the week. We've got mostly sunshine today, 75. Increasing clouds tonight, stray shower, low 60. Stray showers possible Tuesday, high 73. Rain Tuesday night, thunderstorms possible Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 746 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust to put you first? Look no further. Call Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster, and for more money than the average local agent. Kurt and Dawn of Alexandria had a rental property they wanted to sell as is. Frank evaluated the home's condition, established a plan, and the home sold within 1 week at $11,000 above list. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it. Guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent.
There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are two big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy.
Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. And got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-719-5887. It's 800-719-5887. 800-719-5887.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
749 on WMAL. So the sheriff down in Pasco County, Florida, has warned residents not to do something. I'm gonna let Vince read the description for an event because it does it far better than I. It's a Facebook event that has gone viral. Vince, what is the name of this Facebook event?
The name of it is Shoot at Hurricane Irma. which is great. So the idea.
What is the description of the event, though? That's the part I want you to read. Come on, read it.
Okay, so it's So this goofy looking windy head named Irma said they pulling up on us. Let's show Irma that we shoot first.
And he didn't read it fully because there's words he can't say on the air. So he didn't
I censored it a little bit.
The
concept is
this goofy looking windy.
But the concept headbutt is basically what he said. The concept is that they wanted to shoot at the hurricane with their guns. The sheriff's office in Pasco County, Florida, has warned residents don't shoot guns at Hurricane Irma.
The hurricane.
Okay, you'd hurt somebody. All right. Well, we're joined now by Mike Thomas. He's the meteorologist for Fox 5. And Mike, first of all, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall. Where's this storm at now this morning? What is it looking like?
Hey, Vince and Mary, good morning to you guys. Thank you for having me on this morning. Storm right now is moving north of Tampa. So it's about 30 or so miles north, and it's going to continue to kind of push off to the north and west. It's still on land. Its center is on land, so it's going to continue to weaken as it continues to kind of push off to the north and west here. It's Category 1 still, winds of 75, but again, expected to weaken.
Now, in retrospect, with all of the hype we heard before Irma, was Irma as intense and did it wreak the amount of damage and do we have the water and the winds that everyone thought we were going to have? Or do you as a meteorologist look at this and go, not quite what I was expecting?
Well, not so much what we were expecting. It's still a powerful storm, still did a ton of damage. There were some comparisons being made that, you know, they threw out the name Andrew a lot. There were, most powerful storm the state's ever seen. Some in the media in our community were basically remembering Andrew and remembering 1935. It's certainly, I think, when we get things said and done, while damage amounts may be higher because of how many more people are affected by this storm compared to Andrew, I don't think in terms of Andrew's level of extreme damage and extreme winds that we're going to see reports up to that level. So is it the worst ever? No. It wasn't a 5 when it hit, so we didn't get the big concerning winds. I guess a little under expectations, but still a powerful storm.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike, last question, about 10 seconds to go. When can we expect to see some rain from this here in D.C.?
Scattered, we're not going to see too much. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms starting tomorrow afternoon, and it's no washouts, but the chance for storms each day, kind of all the way through the weekend, thanks to Irma hanging out.
Thank you, Mike Thomas from Fox 5. Appreciate your insight this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tracking the storm here, 752 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. And here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Good Monday morning. Well, weakening Hurricane Irma is sparring Tampa, Florida. And global stock indexes and U.S. stock index futures are rallying strongly this morning. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 could recover all of their September losses at the open this morning. Still, thousands of flights have been canceled over the past few days and hundreds more this morning at Atlanta Hartsfield. Billions in damage is expected as assessments happen over the coming days. Nearly 6 million homes and businesses in Florida are without power right now. The average price of gasoline jumped the most in 6 years in the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey says the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline is up 30 cents to a national average of $2.69 a gallon. Apple's new iPhone to be unveiled at an event tomorrow. It could be named the iPhone X rather than the iPhone 8, according to leaks reported by The Verge. And this is Patriot Day, the 16th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. I'm Landon Dowdy, CBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Now, Virginia, 395 from Edsel Road to and across the 14th Street Bridge, heavy delays. Also, George Washington Parkway commuters, you can now head north of 395 toward Memorial Circle. Earlier crash there cleared. 110 picked up a lot of the bailout traffic. Now, let's get you Beltway from Tyson's heading into Maryland. Slows, in fact, jammed across the Legion Bridge up toward River Road, but that crash now cleared. Top side of the Beltway from College Park to Silver Spring slow. Now, we did have an incident in the backups at University Boulevard, now out of the travel lanes. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet today, mostly sunshine, high 75, increasing clouds tonight, maybe a stray shower, low 60. Stray showers possible Tuesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Obey school zone speed limits. Children may not always stay on the sidewalk or within crosswalk lines, so you need to be extra careful while driving through school zones. Since a lot of morning traffic is comprised of parents driving children to school, you should also watch out for other vehicles slowing down or suddenly stopping to let children out. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hey, honey, how's the business trip? Oh, that's great. Yes, I remembered to get the truck serviced. No, I didn't need to make an appointment. Instead of going to the dealer, I just pulled into Jiffy Lube, where they do all the service while you wait, so I don't need a rental car. Yes, their services will still meet our warranty requirements, because their highly trained technicians use the same manufacturer recommendations as the dealer, so it's more convenient, more value for the same protection, and they keep all our service records. Oh, and I miss you.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that the kids are back at school, it's a great time to get your carpets back to clean with Zero Res. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. If you have a home or office, Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res clean. Stains and odors will be gone forever. Allergens will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Stop being embarrassed when friends or customers visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. A Zero Res clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, or grout. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. You'll get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex Fiberglass Windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Steve Bannon says it's the Republican Party that's trying to nullify the 2016 election. We'll give you a breakdown of his 60 Minutes interview.
The Nats win. Yay, they win the National League East. Go Nats. And also we'll be joined by Alan Skaya of Westwood, who is in Tampa, Florida.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.